Stand 6. Places of mass extermination of civilian population. In May 2019, volunteers of the search movement of Russia, as part of the project Transcending Epochs, discovered a burial site dating back to the Great Patriotic War. Located near the village of Zhestinaya Gorka in the Novgorod region, it contained the remains of 42 civilians, including 3 children and a pregnant woman. These people were victims of the Nazis, a specially created tile commander of the security police and SD. On the 27th of October 2020, the Soletsky District Court of the Novgorod region declared the mass murder of civilians in the village of Zhestinaya Gorka by German invaders and their accomplices during the Great Patriotic War to be genocide. This is the first trial of this kind in Russia.
From the Act of the Extraordinary State Commission on the Exhumation of the Corpses of Executed Citizens near the villages of Zhestinaya Gorka and Cherne, the 15th to 16th of November, 1947. The death of 3,700 citizens whose bodies were found in grave pits near the villages of Zhestinaya Gorka and Cherne was of a violent nature and was caused by severe fatal bodily injuries. The location of bullet entry holes in the vast majority of cases on the occipital part of the head points to shootings. Multiple fractures of rebarges allow us to conclude that the injuries were caused to these persons by blunt objects in the form of strong, short blows, for example by kicking with hard boots or hitting with buttstocks. On a large number of the corpses, bone injuries with smooth edges indicate that they were caused by some kind of chopping objects, cleavers, swords, or rifle bayonets.
And this is the account of Alexandra Nikolaeva, a dweller of the Zhestinaya Gorka village.
In early 1942, in winter, a team of SS Punishers arrived in the village of Zhestinaya Gorka. This team carried out almost daily shootings of Soviet citizens throughout 1942 to 1943. After interrogations, the killing squad would take arrested persons out of the village and shoot them about 400 to 500 meters away from it. During interrogations, the screams and groans of the beaten people could be heard in the village.
It was possible to find the names of several murderers in German archives, among them Latvians Rudolf Grote, Karl Latsis, Artur Krivensch, Harris Liepinsch, Yanis Tsirulis, Alfons Udrovskis, Russians Andrei and Oleg Klimov, Georgi and Alexander Yakovlev, Porfiry Belaev. Most of the members of the Tower Commando hightailed it to the west. It was possible to trace and find some of them, but the authorities of the countries where the murderers were hiding refused to give them over to the Soviet Union.